Welcome to your daily devotional for October 14th. Be ready. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 44. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. It is a fact that Jesus Christ is coming back. It is a fact whether an individual believes it or not. God the Son said that he is coming back. When Jesus was asked if he was the Christ, he answered, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. The believer will either experience physical death, or he or she will experience what is known theologically as the rapture, or the first installment of Christ's second coming for his saints. And if you're listening to this, you can take a read of it on the website. There are a number of references that go with this to support these statements that I'm making that are theological in nature. So you have a nice little Bible study also if you're up for that. Well, either way, the believer goes into the presence of God. That's a great deal for the undeserving sinner. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your sinless blood at the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. Now, at least 7 years after that, the second coming will take place, and it will be known to all. This is Christ's coming with his saints. Church-age believers will be coming back with the Lord at that time in order to enjoy the blessings of his thousand-year reign. After that, the unbelieving dead will be raised and judged with finality, and go from torment to eternal torment. That's a very bad deal for the prideful sinner. Totally unnecessary. But choices have consequences. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. Friend, if Jesus were to return today, would you be ready? What would he find you doing? Would you be about his business? Would you be working industriously or loafing? Would you be reading your Bible? Or would you be watching mindless programming on television? What things are your heart and mind set on? Note the time right now. Exactly 2 hours from now, what would Jesus find you doing? How about this exact same minute tomorrow? Be ready. Jesus is coming back.